It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Wednesday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is being brought to you by Case IH and your local Case IH dealer. I'll have this morning's stories coming right up.
On a livestock operation, no 2 days are the same, from the weather to those to-dos that need to be to-dones. You should expect the unexpected.
Whoa, we gotta lose.
Case IH helps with equipment that's durable, versatile, and highly efficient, like our Maxim tractors, available in 5 models with 3 transmission options, plus over 150 easy-to-switch attachments, because even though you got through today, there's always tomorrow. Case IH. Rethink productivity. More at caseih.com/livestock.
Take a look inside any rotary combine, and you'll find single rotor technology. Technology Case IH introduced more than 35 years ago with the Axial Flow Combine. But unless it gives you more bells and whistles with fewer belts and chains, more power using less fuel, it's not an Axial Flow. Because while the heart of every rotary combine beats red, only Case IH gives you the power to do more. See how at caseih.com/heartbeat.
You'll hear the name Gina Haspel in the news today. With her Capitol Hill appearance, she's the woman nominated by President Trump to run the Central Intelligence Agency. Born Gina Walker 61 years ago, she's a native of Kentucky. Born in Ashland, Kentucky, Haspel attended the University of Kentucky and graduated from the University of Louisville. But she does not have the support of Kentucky Senator Rand Paul, who has indicated he's opposed to the Haspel nomination because of the reports she played a role in the alleged torture of prisoners after the terrorist acts of 9/11. From This Week in Agribusiness, the Department of Agriculture has postponed several adjustments that they announced last month to the world supply and demand reports, such as the one coming out tomorrow. The chairman of the World Ag Outlook Board at the USDA, Seth Meyer, told Reuters they'll delay the changes, as he put it, just to make sure that we can get this out right. The USDA's World Ag Supply Demand Estimate reports, released, well, around the 10th of each month, can often jolt the grain market. That May report will be coming out tomorrow, but without the planned changes. Ford Motor Company is facing a complete production shutdown of its F-150 pickups for an unknown period of time. That major fire at a parts plant in Eaton Rapids, Michigan, a week ago today, created a real challenge for Ford. The F-150 side of the Ford Kansas City plant in Missouri shut down this week because of the parts shortage caused by the fire. That sent 3,600 workers home. A decision is pending on when or if the Dearborn, Michigan truck plant will shut down. That could idle about 4,000 workers. By the way, at Kansas City, last month, Ford built more than 29,500 trucks. At Dearborn last month, they turned out about 31,500 trucks. Just ahead of Mother's Day this weekend, a big weekend for florists, it's interesting to see how that industry has been shrinking. There are about 13,000 florists in America today. And you know, that's down about 35% over the past 10 years. That's the Morning Midwest Digest. It's been brought to you by Case IH and your Case IH dealer. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.